Ho, ho, ho. It's the Organ First Christmas Show. That was the Welsh Wizard, Byron Jones, at his Versi Scala, and the opening track from his new CD, Merry Christmas, a collection of 21 old and new seasonal tunes, and to which I'll be returning to later in today's show. Now, as promised in last month's show, I did say I wasn't going to fill this edition full of festive plumptiousness, and for very good reason, because some new theatre and electronic organ releases are to hand. Back in 1976, Amberley Records began to release a series titled Masters of the Organ, of which Volume 8 and the later 1987 Audicord cassette version featured Hubert Selby playing the Wurlitzer organ of the Gaumont State Theatre, Kilburn, in London. Now, when Ian King of MSS began checking the master reel-to-reel copies, he found another reel of material which was not included on either the LP or later cassette. And it's these extra tracks that he's digitally remastered together with the original complete LP programme. I'll have some more details later after we've heard two of the original tracks, namely You're the Cream in My Coffee and Ting-a-Ling. Here's Hubert Selby.
Thank you.
Cream in My Coffee and Ting and Ling, played there by Hubert Selby, and both heard for the very first time in their new digitally remastered format. The original 13 LP tracks amount to a running time of 45 and a half minutes, and to which has now been added the new 6 unreleased tracks, bringing the total up to 65 minutes. The other good thing about this release is that it's available in either CD format or as a computer download, together with the original sleeve cover and notes penned at that time. Full details can be found by going to the Organ First Radio webpage and scrolling down to the lower half of the page and clicking on the actual Mr. President Entertains sleeve cover. Once again, it's a pleasure to be able to tell you about the latest release by Steve Hubble, one of the electronic organ world artists who is finding himself in regular demand, and you've only to look at his bookings for next year to see just how many he's going to fulfil. Steve always comes up with some great arrangements, and the 17 tracks on his latest CD, titled Moving On, all fall into that category. He kicks it off with the 1492 Conquest of Paradise and ends with the Titanic film suite. And if you've never seen the film Titanic, I'll not spoil the ending for you. Anyway, here's Steve Hubble with two contrasting tracks played on the Yamaha Genus. Firstly, it's Svundafal from the pen of George Gershwin, and then Pure Imagination from the combination of Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley. Thank you. It's wonderful and pure imagination. Virtually all the tracks on this latest CD from Steve Hubbell come with composition pedigrees because, apart from the aforementioned, there's Marvin Hamlisch, Barry White, Burt Bacharach, Neil Diamond, John Barry, Jimmy Webb and Kid Ory, responsible for tunes such as Through the Eyes of Love, Love's Theme, The Look of Love, September Morn, the John Dunbar theme and The Wichita Linesman. But, as always, a full rundown can be found on the Organ First web pages. Back now to news of some more new reissues, commencing with a classic 1986 Audicord cassette of William Davis playing the three-coupler 8-rank Compton organ in the Regal Cinema in Henley-on-Thames, and this has been digitally remastered from the original master tapes. The original session took place in July 1986, a few weeks after the cinema's closure, and as far as anyone knows, these are the final recordings made on the organ in situ at Henley-on-Thames. And in any event, this is the first time this recording has been available in digital format. In fact, Bill Davis taped enough material for two releases under the generic title of Music from the Movies. And so, from Volume 1, sit back and enjoy this great musician as he plays I Didn't Know What Time It Was and I Could Write a Book. Thank you. I Didn't Know What Time It Was and I Could Write a Book, played there by William Davis. Both tunes, of course, from the 1957 American Technicolor musical starring Frank Sinatra, Kim Novak and Rita Hayworth. Now, unlike the Hubert Selby re-release that I included earlier, this one is only available as a download zip file, which is 284 megabytes in size, but does include the entire 14 tracks in Apple lossless M4A format sound, plus the JPEG copy of the sleeve. In total, it has a running time of 47 minutes, and all that remains for you to do is to, of course, pay for it, preferably by PayPal, and then it can be downloaded to your iTunes or similar computer library. Once again, full details are on the Organ First Radio web pages, and next month I'll be including some from Volume 2 by William Davis, plus some other rare and exciting tracks from some more Organ World gems that have come to light in recent times. Talking of Organ World gems, well, there can't be any more sparkling or colourful description to that of the Welsh wizard Byron Jones, who opened this edition of Organ First Radio. Time now then to get back into the festive mood with Byron at his Versi Scala with Sea Amid the Winter Snow and An Old Flemish Carol. Sea Amid the Winter Snow and an Old Flemish Carol. Two rarely heard festive numbers from Byron Jones and taken from his 21-track release simply titled Christmas Magic. Now, this will slay you because, in fairness, this is a 2017 release, but my copy only arrived a few weeks ago. Think Byron's reindeer must have been on strike. That'll teach him to feed him more carrots. Well, from a two-year-old release to one that is bang up to date on the Submarine label, featuring some quite early historic recordings by the legendary Hammond organist Ken Griffin. This release features no less than 30 tracks, though in fairness, some have been the subject of various festive re-releases on a number of labels in the past. Ken Griffin, of course, was renowned for his no-frills Hammond organ style, and this is no more evident than in these two tracks, Winter Wonderland and Up on the Housetop. Thank you. Famously, Winter Wonderland, of course, composed back in 1934, and then following on was an even earlier composition dating back to 1864 titled Up on the Housetop, which was most notably recorded in 1953 by the singing cowboy Gene Autry, who invariably broke into song, sat astride champion the Wonder Horse in more than 40 B second-class feature westerns for the Republic Pictures Corporation. Once again, details of the CD, Ken Griffin, Back for Christmas on the Hammond, are all up on our web pages. Someone who I've gained friendship with via the internet is Florida Coastline organist Mike Reed. Now retired from his days as a pro player, he's posted countless numbers of videos on YouTube. Never a piece of music in sight, he just slides onto the bench and takes command of his Hammond just as the mood presents itself. Well, I came across this recent posting of Jingle Bell Rock, and if you listen out, you'll hear his living room cuckoo clock chime 4 o'clock right on cue at the end. Oh, Jingle Bell Rock with a nice line in pedal work and with a cuckoo on cue and in key. Well, I do urge you to type in his name and enjoy some of his postings. The spelling of Reed, by the way, is the double E version. Mike Reed. Now, also in the January edition, I'll be telling you all about a bunch of recordings by the legendary American organist George Wright, some of them appearing in CD format for the very first time. As a taster, here's George Wright in 1970 with one of only three known quality existing recordings that he made at the Wurlitzer organ that was in the Grant High School in Sacramento, where he was once a pupil and instrumental, if you'll pardon the pun, of acquiring a number of instruments that together went on to make up this lovely installation. Here he is playing Velia. Velia, a track taken from a new CD series of recordings featuring George Wright, which have all been remastered by Stephen Ashley, who produces the long-running Hot Pipes podcast, and at present the only outlet for them. So, if you'd like the details, do drop me a line. OK, back to electronics and a couple of tunes from one artist whose recordings regularly feature in my shows, and all of which are available from MSS Studios. This is John Kiffin at the Versi Helios and Spectra with Driving Home for Christmas and A Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop. Thank you. Driving Home for Christmas, written and composed by English singer-songwriter Chris Rea, followed by A Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop, which was a hit for the late Adam Faith, and played there on Versi organs by John Kiffin. And that's just about it for the final edition of Organ First Radio for 2019, except that which follows is rather special because it was never meant to end up the way it did. So what happened? Well, as anyone knows, I'll always feature anything by Stephen Vincent, and even more so since he's incorporated the sounds of the Hauptwerk Digital Paramount 450 Theatre Organ to his Yamaha EL90. Stephen recently posted on YouTube a gorgeous version of a 1952 song called That's All, written by Alan Brandt with music by Bob Hames. And so when I emailed Stephen to say I was going to close out the 2019 series of the show with it, he quickly added a rather special ending especially for us, and it really does set the seal on what has been another great year when it's been my pleasure to share with you some of the brightest and best theatre and electronic organ music to come my way. And so from Stephen Vincent, that's all. And from yours truly, Alan Ashton, my wife Dorothy, and Ian King of MSS Studios, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.